NBC presents Willard Waterman as The Great Gildersleeve, written by John Elliott and Andy White.
We're all here. Leroy, Bertie, Mr. Peavy, and all your friends in Summerfield. Be right with you.
We'll be with the Great Gildersleeve in just a moment.
Effective January 1955, Country Gentleman is changing its name to Better Farming. Yes, Country Gentleman, America's oldest farm magazine, is changing its name to Better Farming. The big question is why? Why is a time-honored name like Country Gentleman being changed? The answer is a simple one, and we believe a logical one. The name is being changed to Better Farming because it says what we stand for and what we're writing about. We stand for better farming and better farm living for every farmer in the country. We write about it by reporting every new idea, every new discovery, every change for the better. So by changing our name to Better Farming, we're making the name and the aim the same. We hope that the very sound of the name, the very sight of it, will mean something personal to the American farmer. That it will say to him, this is Better Farming, the magazine that can help me produce more, earn more, live better through better farming.
Well, music lovers in the Great Gildersleeve's town are on the qui vive because Grand Opera is coming to Summerfield. But our water commissioner isn't as happy as he might be if he had more to do with it.
Hey, Unc.
What is it, Leroy?
Did you see Judge Hooker's picture in the paper?
No. Oh,
and look what the caption says. Opera Committee Chairman Hooker prepares to welcome stars.
Yeah, let me see that.
Don't you think that's a good picture of the judge, Mr. Gildersleeve?
No, not especially, Bertie. It'd be hard for the judge to take a good picture.
I think that's a good picture.
Me too.
Yes, yes.
When you're an opera chairman, you're a pretty big celebrity, ain't you, Miss Gildersleeve?
With all due respect to the judge, Bertie, to me, he's still just a pretty big old goat.
Yes, sir.
Unc's just sore because they chose the judge instead of him.
No, I'm not, Leroy. I might have had the post if I'd have fawned around Mrs. Pettibone the way the judge did. Well, I wouldn't stoop to it. I have too much dignity. Leroy.
Well?
As a matter of fact, the judge offered me a post on the committee, but I refused it.
Mr. Gildersleeve didn't want to play second fiddle.
No, it isn't that. I just don't like to do the work and have somebody else get his picture in the paper.
I did it!
I wonder who could be calling at this hour of the morning.
It could be Piggy with his pet chipmunk.
Chipmunk?
Good morning, Bertie.
Good morning, Judge Hooker.
It's the judge.
Oh, what a choice. A chipmunk or an old goat?
Is the high mo gal of the manse still home?
Yes, sir. Come in, Judge.
Thank you, Bertie.
Hi, Judge.
Hello, Leroy and Gilda.
Hello, Judge. What gets you out so early?
It isn't early. It only seems early to a sleepyhead like you, Gilda.
Yeah, all right, Horace.
Hey, that's a keen picture of you in the paper, Judge.
Thank you. In fact, I'm calling in the interest of the opera, Gilda.
If it's a donation,
no,
you want.
No, not at all. I came to ask you again if you'll serve as a committee of one to assist the cast and make them comfortable once they've arrived.
Well, just what would I do?
Well, specifically, look to their luggage.
Luggage?
See that they're comfortably ensconced in their quarters and be a general handyman for our celebrated guest.
Why don't you, huh?
Why, George, I refuse to flunky, that's why.
But, Gildy, this is a civic project. And we should all put our shoulders to the wheel.
Yeah, thanks, but I'd rather ride on the wagon.
Most of the flunkying, as you call it, will be done by the opera company's advance agent, who arrives today. Won't you reconsider, Gildy, old friend?
No, sorry, Horace. I'm afraid not.
Very well, Gildy. Good day, Leroy, Bertie.
Bye, Judge.
Bye, Judge.
Ready, pagliaccio, sul tuo amor in pronto.
Sometimes I think the judge is off his rocker. Yeah, they're putting up a lot of opera posters around town. Big deal, all right, but I doubt if I'll even go. What's this lettered on Peavy's show window? Come in and try a grand opera Sunday. An aria in good eating. Oh. Hello, Peavy.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Gildersleeve. What can I do for you today?
Yeah, I see you're dishing up grand opera ice cream, Peavy.
Just capitalizing on the fad at the moment. Care to try an opera-type milkshake?
Nope. In fact, the judge has disgusted me with the very word opera. The way I feel now, I'm not even going.
You don't say.
You imagine the old goat wanting me to flunky for the advance agent when he comes to town.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Gildersleeve, a customer.
Yeah, go right ahead, Peavy.
Are you the proprietor?
Say no.
Yes, ma'am, I'm Mr. Peavy.
Oh, Mr. Peavy, I'm Shirley Ward.
Well, what can I do for you, Miss Ward?
Shirley, huh? Pretty.
Well, I'm advance agent for the opera company, and I wondered if I may put up a poster in your window.
She's the advance agent?
Yes, ma'am. Just help yourself.
Young lady, if you'll allow me, I'll be glad to do that for you.
Well?
You might fall, you know. High heels.
That'll be very kind of you.
Excuse me, Peavy. Stand aside, please.
Miss Ward, this is Mr. Gildersleeve.
How do you do, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Miss Ward, this is a great privilege. As city water commissioner and active civic leader, I'm a great opera patron.
Well, how wonderful.
Yes, indeed. Aren't I, Peavy?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. Peavy loves to tease. He's an old friend of mine. Well, I better get up in the window.
Those posters should have been up days ago. But I've only just arrived.
We've been waiting for the opera.
Yes, sirree. We were just discussing it when you came in.
Yes, Mr. Gildersleeve was talking about the opera.
Well, it's wonderful to see so much interest here.
Yeah, that's one thing we do. Show plenty of interest, Miss Ward.
Oh, my, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I do hope you enjoy our stay in your nice little city.
You bet we will.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Ward.
Goodbye. Well, Phoebe, I have to run over and see Judge Hooker about my assignment.
I thought you didn't want a flunky, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Look, Peavy, this is a civic project, and we should all put our shoulders to the wheel.
My, my.
Gildy never gives up, so don't go away. Here in America, we have much to be thankful for, and foremost among our blessings is the freedom to worship in our own way and in the church of our choice. Faith in God has always been a cornerstone in American democracy. And since the beginning of our nation, our religious institutions have strengthened the fabric of our daily lives. Among other things, religious faith stabilizes the family and holds it together. Attendance at churches and synagogues builds the moral and spiritual character of our people and helps them to be tolerant, responsible citizens. Religious leaders have always been distinguished in the giving of personal guidance to those with pressing problems. Clearly, religion plays a great role in our way of life. A role that grows in importance each day in a world where moral and spiritual values are too easily exchanged for material and selfish values. All Americans are urged to attend church regularly. Freedom to worship constitutes a precious national heritage that we should both appreciate and exercise.
Yeah, I'll ring the judge once more. I wonder where he's been keeping himself. And just when I need him.
Hi, Unc.
Oh, hello, Leroy.
You using the phone?
No. I'm tattooing Alexander Graham Bell's picture on my ear with the receiver.
Oh, brother.
Oh, well, I give up. He just isn't home.
Who isn't home?
Judge Hooker.
You home, Miss Gildersleeve?
Yes, Bertie. Judge Hooker hasn't phoned about placing me on that opera committee again, has he?
No, sir. You mean you'd be honest?
Well, I've been thinking about it, and perhaps it is my civic duty, my boy.
Yeah? You must have gotten a look at that Miss Shirley Ward who just came to town.
Miss Shirley Ward? Who is she?
The opera's advance agent. A good-looking red-haired girl.
She is not. It's more a copper-gold shade.
So you have seen her.
You have.
Unc is now ready to help out the grand opera, Bertie. He'll take up tickets, stand on his head, sing tenor, anything.
Mr. Gilsey sure has changed since this morning.
No, Bertie, it's just that I realized I was wrong.
Yes, sir.
Where did you meet Miss Ward, Leroy?
Well, she came up to school to bring some student tickets.
Oh?
I got a good chance to compare her with your old girlfriend, Miss Henshaw.
No, Leroy.
She stacks up good.
Leroy.
Just kidding.
Well, now that Miss Ward has come to town, I guess it's off with the old and on with the new, Leroy.
I'll say.
Yeah, all right, Bertie.
Mr. Gildersleeve, you know what this is, Miss Ward came to town?
Yes, Bertie.
That's right. Off with the old and on with the new.
Oh, for around this house, I'm considered nothing but a dilly-dallier.
Well?
Yeah?
At last, the judge is back in his office. I've wasted most of the day waiting for him.
Judge? Old friend?
Oh, hello, Gildy.
May I talk to you a moment?
Well, if you make it snappy, I have an appointment shortly.
Well, I've reconsidered and am ready to accept that appointment to your opera committee. Where do I start?
You don't.
What's the matter?
Gildy, I came to you when I needed someone to take over the lesser chores, and you failed
me. But now I realize I was wrong, Horace. I'm perfectly willing to cooperate with that advance agent you mentioned.
Sorry, Gildy, but I've reserved that pleasure for myself. The advance agent for the opera happens to be a most attractive young lady.
No.
Yes.
Well, Judge, you might let me in on the committee since you promised once. Indian giver?
It was all of your own making, Gildy. But now I've completed my opera task force, and we wait only for the overture.
Oh, am I intruding?
What? Oh, Miss Wolfe.
Hello, Judge. And Mr. Gildersleeve, how nice.
Well, we meet again, Miss Ward.
You two know each other?
I should say we do.
Yes, indeed. I helped Miss Ward put up a poster.
Oh?
Judge, Mr. Gildersleeve is so enthusiastic about the opera. We really should give him something to do.
Yeah, I was just talking to the judge about that.
Well,
I know. Why don't I take him with me today? You have so many other responsibilities, Judge.
Would you, Miss Ward?
But I was going with you.
No, Judge. You command at headquarters. Mr. Gildersleeve and I will go out into the field.
You bet. The fields, the woods, and maybe I can drive you out to my reservoir.
We'll see. Come along, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Well, if that's your wish.
Goodbye, Judge.
Oh, balderdash.
In just a moment, the great Gildersleeve will have more to say. Who are the people behind the headline? The hard-working newsmen and women who bring you the facts. You'll find the answer tomorrow night on The Big Story. The Big Story is a true and dramatic account of the newspaper world, and you'll go behind the scenes to hear the documented case of a reporter's search for a front-page scoop. Sometimes it's a glamorous business, sometimes a grim one, but it's always exciting. So be on hand tomorrow and every Wednesday for The Big Story. And don't forget, Wednesday also means quiz and comedy with You Bet Your Life, the funniest quiz on the air, starring the one, the only, Groucho Marx. With Groucho asking the questions, there's no predicting what will happen. But right answers, wrong answers, or funny answers, we can predict that you'll enjoy each minute of You Bet Your Life. That's tomorrow night for a fascinating look at the newspaper world behind the scenes on The Big Story and 30 minutes of question and answer fun with Groucho in You Bet Your Life, both brought to you by NBC Radio, your best in entertainment.
Well, Miss Ward, it's been quite a day.
You've been so nice to me, Mr. Gildersleeve.
It's been my pleasure, Miss Ward. Shirley?
And I'm glad you brought me to your attractive home.
Well, I thought you'd enjoy some of Bertie's tea and cookies.
Oh, what a charming bachelor's life.
No, rather lonely, I'm afraid, until you came to town.
No girls in your life?
Girls? No.
Excuse me!
Yes, Bertie?
Telephone for you.
Oh, the office, I suppose.
The office, Miss Irene.
Oop, good night, folks.
The Great Gildersleeve is played by Willard Waterman and is a transcribed NBC Radio Network production directed by Virgil Reimer. Included in the cast were Walter Tetley, Lillian Randolph, Regina Gleason, Earl Ross, and Richard LeGrand. Musical compositions by Jack Meekin. This is John Lang inviting you to listen again tomorrow night when The Great Gildersleeve becomes involved with opening night at the opera.
You bet. I've already got my tickets.
Here, listen to Washington tonight on most NBC radio stations.